of our fathers, the apostles, the holy blessings be with us. Amen. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from the house to the house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked of the alms, and fixed his eyes on him, and John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them this attention, accepting to receive something from them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him up by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered into the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. The word of the Lord shall grow, shall multiply, and shall be mighty, and shall be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.